So I can pretty much pinpoint the moment that my faith in humanity broke. Maybe you can too. That moment where you realize that what you thought about your fellow human beings, about their nature, about how they might live, how they might act, did not comport to reality. How many of you know what moment that was for you? For me, that moment was standing in the town of Abu Dis, near the old city in Jerusalem. Abu Dis is a small town. It's been around basically since the beginning of time. And when you walk down the main street of Abu Dis, well, you find that there is a giant concrete barrier that divides the town in two. The barrier, of course, was erected by the Israeli government as part of their process to keep Israelis safe, to create a fence, a wall, to keep dangerous people on one side and those who didn't deserve their violence or their intimidation on another. But the line goes right through the town. It's a Palestinian town, which means that families that have been together for generations now had to go through a checkpoint to go and see their aunts, their mothers, their friends. And it was touching the wall, the cold wall, that separated this community, that my faith in humanity just broke. How could we do this to each other? How could we get to a place where this was necessary? I was in the Middle East as part of a peace delegation, part of an organization called Independent Jewish Voices. I was one of the non-Jews on the trip. We were going to meet with communities on both sides of the conflict to learn what we could do to help create peace. But when I came back from that journey, I actually had to step away from all of my activism. I had been deeply involved in planning protests, planning education events, talking, creating dialogue events, but I had to step back from most of them. Even though I knew more about the conflict than I ever did, even though I had more contacts that would be useful, I had to step away because my heart was broken. I was living with a profound grief, living with a question that Adrienne Marie Brown articulates as, why are my fellow human beings not doing the thing? I had a deep and abiding heartbreak. The card I got from one of you was about climate justice. This movement that we're seeing spur up from the environmentalism of the 1970s to form coalitions across the world to try to take seriously the fact that the greenhouse gases in the environment are warming our planet. That cataclysmic change to every part of life is, in fact, around the corner if we don't change our actions. There is no planet B for most of us. Maybe the rich will get to go to Mars. But for most of us, it's not. The thing about climate justice, though, is that the reason why we're having such a hard time fighting it, convincing people of the truth of global warming, it's not actually a problem of the head. It's not a problem of the facts. It's not really at its heart a problem of policy or technology. We have enough technology to probably get us a good amount of the way there. We have policies that have been enacted around the world in cities, in states, in countries that have been curbing greenhouse emissions. We have all of those things. What is lacking is not the reasons to do it, but it is, in fact, courage. The root of courage comes from the French cœur, which is heart. Courage is where heart meets motivation. What I think many of us are lacking is the capacity to stay in the pain of the reality of climate change enough that we might actually be motivated to change. Because staying in pain is difficult. Staying in pain is awful. Imagining the apocalyptic changes for all of life, that a 1, 2, 3, 4 degree change in our temperature will cause, is deeply disturbing. But that's what we need. We need the heart capacity to face that, to grieve, to not let our heartbreak did what it did to me, which was to step away and focus on the other parts of my life. We need a heart, a courage that allows us to step in. Because climate justice is about us, right? It's about our ability to live. It's about the ecosystems that we so cherish. But it's also about the marginalized people around the world whose island nations will be flooded. It's about the people that won't be able to afford the technology or won't be able to move to a place less affected. Climate justice is about them too, and climate justice is about the future, the generations that many of us cherish that are coming into this world. Courage allows us to sit in the pain and remember our interdependence, to remember that it truly matters. This thing we say that we're all in this together, well, it's real, actually. It matters. And what that means is we need to figure out, and I don't know how, to have the heart-to-heart conversations. Not the fights, right? Not the fights about the heady stuff. Not the fake fights between allies that keep us distracted. The ones that seem maybe winnable. We need to do the hard work of sitting down heart to heart with those we agree with and those we don't, to wonder together what is the world we want to live in together, and find in there a capacity in relationship, in connection, to stay and do what we need to do. We have to remember, of course I'm forgetting who said this, work that reconnects. To remember what Joanna Macy says, which is the other side of pain is always connection. Amen.